This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship radio station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, very important to the scheme of things, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, we thank them very much. And without them, who knows what we'd be doing right now, right? And let's not forget all about the truckers, the warehouse, and all those people that are out there, the warehouse workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and the mechanics, too, keeping everything running. And then, of course, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, the Uber, the Lyft, and those taxi drivers out there. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
All right. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president's over there for the G20 summit in Germany. The big news that came out of there last night was not only the fact that he was talking to President Pai from China, but he's offered to meet in North Korea's Kim Jong-un at the DMZ because he's going to South Korea right now.
Well, right. You know, this is all part of, I think, the president's, you know, his wanting to make sure that he's leaving no stone unturned, especially when it comes to these very important international considerations. There are many different things going on, of course, in North Korea, which could continue to derail whatever relationship that the president has been able to strike up with the North Korean leader. And if things don't start happening soon, it's going to be a lot harder to get them to happen in the future. And very similar, talking with President Xi of China, of course, the markets are watching, the American business is watching, the world is watching to see if there will or will not be a larger trade conflict.
Well, yeah, absolutely true. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Speak to him every week, every day, probably. Let's we can spend every day, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yep, so you've been doing a yeoman job again. But we'll see what happens on the international trade situation. We really don't know. Now, the president took a little bit of flack for kidding with Vladimir Putin about he laughed and smiled and said, well, I told Vladdy not to meddle in our election.
Well, you know, and to some degree, Captain, you know, can you blame him for wanting to once again reiterate that, of course, the Mueller probe found that there was no collusion, obviously, with the President Trump. I'm sure that behind the scenes, President Trump has said in no uncertain terms that any other kind of interference is not going to be accepted. But perhaps he was just trying to, you know, give a little bit to those who were who would say, even by sitting there with Vladimir Putin, that it somehow President Trump is doing something wrong.
Now, there was some big news that came out yesterday from the Supreme Court. They are going to hear the Trump administration's bid to end the DACA program next week.
Very, very interesting. And, you know, when the Supremes get involved in something like this, and we've seen them punt back a couple of different cases recently, but this is going to be a very, very big deal, and it's going to put it front and center again. And, again, the president has tried to work out DACA deals with the Democrats in Congress, but they only know how to resist, so we'll see how this is going to affect it.
And by the way, the Senate defeated a measure that was brought forth to restrain the president for his actions on Iran. You heard about that?
Right, right.
And it did not go anywhere.
Well, right. You know, there's always sort of this this sort of give and take, or a strange dance, if you will, about you know, how the foreign policy is going to be conducted. So, of course, the president is within his rights to defend the United States military, to defend our allies, and so forth, and respond to attacks. But in the modern era, this has become a very, very political way of trying to get your way by trying to curtail the president's powers. But again, he is the commander in chief.
Speaking of political, Doug Schoen, who is not by any stretch of the imagination a Republican, he has been advisors to the Clintons in past years. He came out and said the clear winner in the Democratic debates was Donald Trump.
Wow. Well, I would agree with Doug Schoen. I think he's a great guy. He seems to be very smart.
You know why he said it, don't you?
Was that?
He said the Democrats made a complete fool out of themselves.
Well, you see, I'm not surprised that was his rationale with it. People tuned in. In fact, Captain, this was the largest viewed Democrat debate ever, according to the ratings. And people were tuning in to see what the Democrats had to offer. And they found out, didn't they?
Yeah.
President Trump is going to continue with his campaign of making America great, and that means jobs and strength and all these kinds of great things for everybody, not just some people, but for everybody. And the Democrats really couldn't give them much more.
It's the economy, stupid, if I remember somebody in the Clinton administration saying that a few years ago. All righty, Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. We got a lot to talk about tonight, and we will do just that, get to everything that we can. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number to give us a call if you want to jump talk.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, Do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. We do appreciate that very much. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting in our weekend edition here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, around across the country. And this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, that's Pete and Seth Talbot up there in Seattle, Washington. And Pete, hello to you if you're listening tonight. He catches our show every now and then, so I never know when he's listening. And I want you to do what I did. I used to take Mobic and Flexeril for the pain and the discomfort that I had from all the injuries that I had, and I was developing arthritis, and I had bursitis to begin with before it became arthritis, and it just got to the point to where I was having some problems moving and this, that, and the other, which is what happens with arthritis. So I was kind of stuck with the Mobic and Flexeril, thinking that I was going to have to take that the rest of my life. Now, there were some side effects with that, and I said, nope, I've had it, I had enough. I'm going to take a leave. I'm going to just get rid of this stuff and take a leave. And I did. I took a leave 3 times a day, 6 pills. Wouldn't suggest that to anybody, especially if you got a queasy stomach or if you're a bleeder, because it can make you bleed a little bit more, especially internally. And what I did was tried that, and then all of a sudden, my buddy Mike Gallagher one day comes along and starts talking about Relief Factor. And I said, well, what have I got to lose? $20, I'll give it a shot. So I did. I spent $20 on the starter pack, $19.95. I got it. And voila, it worked for me. Worked for me. Now, I started out taking it exactly the way it said to take it. And then I was able to cut it down from the dosage that you had to begin with, which means that I get more bang for my buck, and it's around a little bit longer than a month, which is good because you always need to have a little extra supply. But simply put, it works for me. And if it'll work for me, maybe it'll work for you and help you with the pains that you have as well. It'll also help you reduce swelling. It'll also help you with any type of discomfort that you have, pulled muscles, strain, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, because that's what it's designed to do. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on that logo link for Relief Factor, or go to relieffactor.com/thecaptain. That's relieffactor.com/thecaptain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, has been waiting very patiently for me to quit telling everybody about that. And good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
By the way, Alan Nebraska is saying hello, and we've also got some hellos coming in from Sam the paper man, Peter the politician, Susan. Hello, Susan. How are you? Wally, and who's listening to us. And always a special shout-out to LJ, who is up there trying to row her boat up there, because I understand they've had some storms up there in Michigan. And, you know, it's one of those nights, right, Kyle, for rain and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. That's right.
All right. Now, the president right now is definitely going to make an attempt to see the North Korean leader right now, if at all possible. I think that's been something in the constraints of what he's been doing. This would be spectacular news if it happens, even if they just meet to say hello and shake hands, right?
Well, that's right. And of course, going to the DMZ itself is also pretty significant. We understand that the president, since Ronald Reagan, has actually gone to the DMZ. So, again, there would be some good optics with this. It would certainly help to, once again, elevate the idea that it's better to have North Korea make changes than it is to have them continue going down this road, because at the very heart of the matter, Captain, are the people who are literally suffering and starving in North Korea. And there's so many forces that are trying to keep that going on and not have the kinds of reforms. But President Trump has tried with his, you know, what I call sort of the carrot approach, obviously, is the, hey, look what can happen. In fact, when they had the summit in Vietnam, it was, look at what your cities could look like, this kind of thing, right? Uh-huh. And this kind of thing. So whatever the president can do to move that along will be a very, very good thing.
Now, Joe Biden right now is probably the target of most of the Democrats. People are coming out and they're surprised about his performance. They thought he would do better. There's a lot of talking heads that are out there saying that maybe Joe Biden's time has come and gone. I think that Joe is a little bit out of touch with what's going on. His political handlers and his campaign people are quite surprised that he had such a bad debate. But the person that came out the shining star and the person that's being touted by the media is Kamala Harris, and the fact that she's selling a $30 T-shirt that says, that says, I am that little girl.
Yeah, that little girl was me, something like that. Yeah.
That was it. That little girl was me. That's exactly what it says.
Yeah, and I totally agree, Captain. I think that Biden certainly came off as being sort of, as you said, out of touch.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris certainly came out swinging and was able to land some pretty significant blows on Biden. But at the same time, though, I think what we're seeing, though, is sort of this collective decision by, I guess you call it the new Democrats, the social or the socialist Democrats, and whatever the direction they're going to, the very far left. I don't think that they will stomach, at least at that level, anybody who sort of comes from a different era like Joe Biden does. Because they're going to go after him not only for what Kamala Harris was telling him about last night about the busing and all, but they'll go after him on the Hyde Amendment. They'll go after him on many different things that he has been involved with over the last 45 years or so.
And the other thing is that the economy is just rolling along here still. I mean, it's in a cruise mode, I would call it. Yeah, there's been a few blips here or there. But the Dow just had the best June since 1938. And the Standard & Poor's 500 is also just showing just tremendous numbers here.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I think they're kind of calling it the June jolt or something like that. But that's right. Since 1938, I mean, you've got to go way, way back. And that was even during FDR's second term.
It's almost 90 years.
That's right. Exactly right. And the S&P 500, is also doing, very, very good as well. Very well compared back to, you have to go all the way back to 1955 for that. But here we are at sort of the half of the year mark. And we've seen really the best performance that we've seen in a long, long, long time. And people realize that, hey, this is really possible. You know, I can hardly wait for the Trump administration or for the Trump campaign, I should say, to be able to bring out these old videos of Barack Obama or, you know, those associated with his administration, you know, get used to 1% growth, everybody, you know, this is the new normal.
And that's what he said.
Yeah. And then Trump can simply say, look, I mean, that was nonsense. Look at what we're capable of doing. And American people, we're doing this in light of all of the headwinds that I, as president, Trump can say, have had to go through with the endless investigations and the ongoing accusations and people trying to attempt literally a coup in this country, a soft coup, to get rid of me. Imagine what we could do if you give me both houses of Congress with good enough majorities, and we can actually make things even better for people all across the country. And you know what? It doesn't matter what skin color you are or any of these kinds of things. We're talking about people being able to have better jobs, better careers, more money in their pocket, and live the American dream. You don't need a socialist government to dole it all out for you. It's all there to go get.
And what did we find out about the, what the heck was it? Somebody said something about one of the candidates was talking about how the economy was only good for the upper 1% or 10% or something like that. The upper people, people at the lower end of the spectrum weren't doing any well and this, that, and the other. Well, how about what they call full employment? Aren't we at full employment?
Well, exactly right. But you see, Captain, they have nothing else to offer. This is the playbook that they have. No matter what, if everyone made $1 million a year, or something like that, they would say, well, still, there's someone to make a little bit more than $1 million a year, and we've got to now fight for the people who can only make $1 million. You know, whatever it is that they would say, they have to find the worst possible scenario, and that's what they zoom in on.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition, and I'm talking to Kyle Warren, and a professor of politics, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump says he believes the U.S. and China can do something that will be truly monumental as he and China's leader Xi Jinping meet on the sidelines of a world leaders conference in Japan. Trump is urging the Chinese leader to even it up on trade at the start of talks on the tariff disputes. He says it would be historic if the sides could reach a fair trade deal. Both sides have signaled a desire to ratchet down a year-long trade war that has battered U.S. farmers and global markets. Americans are keeping their vehicles longer. USA's Chris Barnes explains why.
Cars and trucks are holding up better these days, and that's why people are holding on to them longer. The average age of light vehicles on the road in the U.S. is now 11.8 years, up a little bit over 2018. They say Montana has the oldest average vehicle age, the youngest age in Vermont at 9.9. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and I hope to bring Wayne on next week. We couldn't get him on this week. His schedule did not allow it, so we're going to try next week, see if we can get him in. But in the meantime, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition is being brought to you by our good friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been around now for over 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Now, they insure over 21 million drivers, including your humble host, yours truly, me. Now, you can look them up in your phone book, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, under insurance agents, or you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And remember that Geico can give you coverage for more than just your car or your truck. They can insure just about everything that you own. And they offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and yes, even your snowmobile. So don't forget, they can also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your local Geico insurance agency. Go check them out. Find them on the web. And tell them the captain sent you and save yourself some money. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, the news about Apple is kind of a setback in a way, because we were thinking that Apple was moving a lot of their facilities back to the United States. But then when I asked you a little bit more about it, you found out that Apple moving their Mac Pro production from the U.S. to China Yeah, it's a little bit of a setback, but it's not as bad as it sounds, is it?
Well, yeah, Apple is taking, of course, some heat and criticism about this. But according to an Apple spokesman, they're talking about the idea that there's going to still be U.S.-made components. And they tout that they have several thousand suppliers in the United States, spread across about 30 U.S. states, and that they've talked about final assembly is only one part of the manufacturing process as they're taking the assembly of the Mac Pro to a factory outside of Shanghai, I believe. So it is a significant change. And again, a lot of this will be affected ultimately if the United States and China do have any kind of an actual, what you might call a trade war. But at the same time, you know, it looks like Apple still has and still will have significant resources here in the United States in order to support that.
Now, we talked about the Supreme Court and we talked about some of the decisions that they have to make and whatnot, but we didn't talk about another one that's come out, and that is the fact that the Supreme Court is going to be making a ruling, apparently, on the DACA program.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the DACA program came about by an executive order by President Obama. The Trump administration has been saying that wants to end the program, and I think it's also important to be said that the president went to the Democrats, gave the Democrats in Congress the opportunity to create a DACA bill. I think he would have signed pretty much whatever would have come from the Congress, by the way, and of course the Democrats didn't want to do it. So the Trump administration is looking at how to end this, and the Supreme Court is going to rule whether or not this is going to be possible, given the challenges that have come up that have to do with the idea that, well, some are saying, well, you can't just end the program without a particular period of time of making announcements, and the ending of the program can't be retroactive, that kind of thing. So these are the things, some of the things in particular the Supreme Court will have to decide on.
Now, the United Nations, who sometimes is criticized for the inactivity or overactivity that they take, released a report which is kind of eye-opening, to say the least. Two-thirds of the world's global deaths in 2017, two-thirds of the world's global deaths in 2017 were caused by opioid use, misuse of opioids.
Isn't that, I mean, this is just what a terrible,
wow,
terrible statistic. Absolutely. You know, because we're talking about crime and pestilence and all these kinds of different things that contribute to people dying across the globe. But this is something that is not only obviously quantifiable, but it is something that hopefully that the international community can address in some meaningful way. But, you know, because if, you know, we do everything we can. We see about gun deaths and traffic deaths and death by disease and this kinds of things. But this is something, again, that we can do something about.
Now, the Charlottesville neo-Nazi who was involved in that horrendous activity that happened there in Charlottesville, Virginia, has been given a life sentence for running over that woman.
Wow. Well, you know, oh my goodness. I mean, that, you know, it just doesn't compute with me, Captain. I know it doesn't with you and so many of the people listening. You know, how can someone have that much hatred in their heart that they do something like that? That's,
yeah, that you run somebody down.
Yeah, it's just unthinkable. And so, right, you know, he deserves the ultimate punishment for that.
Yeah, well, he didn't get it. He got life, but
got life,
I suppose that's going to take care of that. Now, the other thing, did you hear what Karl Rove had to say about the Democratic Party?
No. What did he say?
He said that the Democrats should change the name of their party from the Democratic Party to the Socialist Party.
You know, he's absolutely right. They've done that in everything but name, basically. You know, it's like, you know, sometimes you see companies or products change their name to better reflect sort of what they really have evolved to represent. And that's what the Democrats really are. And this is, and we were talking earlier in the week too, Captain, about Tulsi Gabbard. She didn't get a whole lot of airtime, as it were, at the debate. But she doesn't sound like one of these far left, you know, sort of Looney Tunes, kooky, socialists, you know, and so she actually represents more so the traditional Democrat, from days gone by. But right, yeah, they might as well just call themselves socialists to a great degree. And this is actually even where the real story is. The story is the war in the Democrat Party. They can't get themselves together to save their own lives here. They are fragmented.
By the way, the U.S. is considering sanctioning Maduro's son, the Venezuelan dictator, putting sanctions on his son.
Right. That's right. And this, of course, is designed to try to, you know, continue to tighten the screws against Maduro in Venezuela.
Now, one last little thing before I have to let you go for the weekend. There's a new study out there telling about the younger adults that are out there. They're having more and more plastic surgery at a younger age, and I think that something's wrong about that deal there.
That is very, very interesting thing to hear, because really where things in social media are going and sort of the culture is going is for people to be, you know, happy with how they are, and that we accept people for how they are and how they look and you know, whatever, you know, body type they have or these kinds of things, that we're sort of moving in that direction. And so to find out that more and more young people are having plastic surgery perhaps to alter how they look is quite surprising.
Yeah, and they're actually using it to make them look better by the artificial means instead of just letting nature take its course, because a lot of times I know these young ladies and young men, you know, when they're younger and they're a little bit heavy, they don't realize that what happens is that when you're a younger age and you get more activity and whatnot, that maybe you're going to lose some of that. We used to call it baby fat. Maybe you're going to lose some of that baby fat, and who knows, they won't recognize you by the time you're 25.
Right. Well, you know, I've seen these ads and so forth, Captain, you know, strong is the new pretty, this kind of thing. You know, it's be yourself and be your best self, and that's where confidence comes from. And you don't have to look a certain way to be successful or be confident in this world. That's right.
That's absolutely true. Okay, and why don't you tell us how we can hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, and we will talk to you bright and early on Monday morning, so have yourself a great day, and I guess you'll be watching the Angels, huh?
Well, that's right. That's right.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Take care, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And remember the 2019 SOCOM Warrior Games going on this weekend. You've got one more day of competition. Today everything moves over to USF. You got the swimming over there at the, let's see, the Jungling Center. And then there's something else going on over there. I'd have to look it up to tell you for sure. But everything today is over at the athletic complex at the USF campus over there off Bruce B. Downs. All right, I'm coming right back with more. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740. 4-0.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Alrighty, from Smokey and the Bandit, Jerry Reed, Fred in the front seat, and he's chasing the bandit, and Frog up there somewhere, rolling around in a big old cloud. Some of that thunder you heard last night might not have been thunder, it might have been the bandit, up there with the snowman behind him. But anyway, let's get to the Truckers Highway and Byway weather brought to you by your favorite local Pilot or Flying J truck stop. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, Hot and humid conditions will continue across the central U.S. this weekend, with temperatures running 10 to 20 degrees above normal, and heat advisories continue for much of the region. A few severe thunderstorms will be possible on Saturday. We've got an area right now, we'll tell you about it here in a minute, across the northern plains, and from southern New England into the northern mid-Atlantic regions. All right, let's go first with the severe weather that we've got tonight. Northeastern Montana, going into northwestern North Dakota. You've got an area of severe thunderstorms. You've got not just watches, but warnings in there, as there is a system that is moving across through there. There's some flash flood watches and warnings in there as well, so be careful. It's going to be what we call a gully washer coming your way in the northern part of North Dakota and the northeastern part of Montana tonight. Now, the heat advisory stretches from the center of North Dakota down into two-thirds of South Dakota, down into two-thirds of Nebraska, and down into about half of Kansas, also over into Minnesota, much of Minnesota, including a high heat watch for the Minneapolis-St. Paul area tonight, but elsewhere, weather and temperature conditions are going to be approaching 100 to 105 degrees. The heat index will take it up even higher than that. When you get out of Minnesota, you have to go south to Iowa. About half of Iowa is under that same advisory, high heat advisory, and the northwestern corner of Missouri as well is in that same scenario. Now, you've got some foul weather and bad weather conditions for people with asthma and whatnot, breathing problems. You need to know about this over in the Phoenix, Arizona area. Same scenario going on coming out of this on I-25, coming out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, going north up into the mountains, Ruidoso and that area. Then you've got a dense fog advisory tonight close to Lake Michigan, whether you're on the Michigan side or the Illinois side, close to the lake, you have a dense fog advisory tonight. You also have a fog advisory in central North Carolina. If you're going up I-95, be aware. And the Piedmont section of North Carolina on I-85, you'll have some fog there in that area. And then moving up into looks like Delaware and Maryland and the northern part of Maryland and the northeastern part of New Jersey and southeastern part of Pennsylvania, and approaching New York City, you will have another dense fog advisory in that area. Now, keep in mind that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report on this program is always brought to you by our very good friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stops that are across the country. Now, they are not your daddy's average truck stop anymore, because they do more than just slop the hash and beans and chili and scrambled eggs and bacon and home fries 24/7. They've got some really neat places there now to eat. Denny's, Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, not uncommon in the Flying J's for a sit-down restaurant. Dunkin' Donuts, Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, also featured at the Pilots and a few of the Flying J's. Now, the larger travel centers have got just about everything you need in there. Certainly plenty of truck parking, Cat Scales, Transflow Express travel documents for your permits for your oversized and overweight loads, trip packs to get your loads in time to get paid, truck washes close by if not already there in the premise, Blue Beacons around a lot of them, audiobook rentals for those of you that want to go down the road and listen to a book, pay phones if you need them, high-speed internet kiosks for your computers so you can do what you need to do on the internet, ATMs, of course, that's important, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, also game rooms, wireless internet access, and lounges with big screen televisions are all available there at a Pilot or Flying J. Make sure you go in there and you tell them the captain sent you, because you're probably going to get yourself a free cup of coffee out of the deal. And in the middle of the night, getting a free cup of coffee is pretty important, because it might just keep you shagging along the highways. You know what I mean? There you go. Know what I mean, Bean? By the way, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is going to be calling in here. Matter of fact, I think that's her right now. And we'll go over there and we'll talk to her about something that's kind of interesting. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, good morning.
Good morning.
According to Town Hall, the Biden camp is really freaking out over his weak debate performance.
I would say they are.
Okay, and I'm not saying that I thought he was going to turn the sky upside down and backwards, but I did expect more out of him, and I was a little bit surprised that he was slow to the trigger.
Well, all along, actually, he has been reactive and not proactive.
Right.
And yesterday, he had, you know, some kind of an event with the Rainbow
Coalition,
I think it
yeah,
was.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
He spent, interestingly enough, he spent almost that entire time defending himself and actually referred to Senator Kamala Harris several times. So
yeah,
that tells you that he's trying to shore up his campaign. So it would have been very, very interesting, because I don't think after the debates he went into the spin room with everybody else.
No,
I did not see that, but I would say the phone calls and the emails directly after that debate, I would have loved to have read.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me play you something from the modern day warriors out there, known as Eric Swalwell. He decided to take it upon himself to talk about the problem with the older generation of politicians.
Win the primary first, and you're up there against a lot of people on that stage, Congressman. So with Biden being the front runner, will you take him on directly?
Well, I'm going to tell the country that we are at our best when we move in one direction, forward. That we, in our past, whether it was Presidents Carter, Clinton, Obama, or President Kennedy in the past, it was always a page forward. The American people see these issues today as issues of the future, and we can't have a candidate who has ideas that are staler than Donald Trump's.
So you think Biden is a candidate of the past?
I don't think we can nominate a candidate who has been in government for longer than 20 years. I just don't think that's going to work. I think we need someone who's going to offer a vision for the future, who lives and gets these issues on student debt, gun violence, health care cures, climate chaos. Again, we can't nibble around the edges anymore. These are issues that will affect us and the next generation. And I'll be a president that will actually have to live with the decisions that I make. And so that, I think, too, has to be a priority.
Okay.
All righty. We'll get to that when we come back on the other side. So hold that thought there, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm coming right back right after the top of the hour news. Hour number two, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back at you. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.